Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmerer, an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, can meditation harm you? My answer is absolute yes, meditation can harm us. And still, I recommend it. When I see irresponsible meditation masters who teach meditation retreats for everyone, that means, for instance, 10 days every day, 9 hours meditation, then I think it will harm us. It is just so, I give you a big motorcycle and you have never rid a bicycle and expect that you can ride directly this big motorcycle. This never will work out. Even the beginners like to do such long retreats. The last research what I got is that meditation retreats can lead to neurosis, psychosis, psychotic behavior with suicide. Our body is not used on a long meditation, and even not our mind, how we can do such things. We force us, and then our bad thoughts and our dangerous feelings are coming up, and we have never dealt with such feelings in our life before. And then there's a meditation master and said, meditate. And afterwards the fears are coming up like crazy. And then psychosis, psychotic behavior, suicide. I would jail that meditation masters who gives meditation retreats for everyone. And then these great meditation masters teach to suppress our feelings and thoughts instead to accept them. They even cannot meditate by themselves, but have a great reputation that they never have deserved. We should start meditation slowly. First 1 or 2 or 3 minutes, and then longer and longer. And before we start this meditation, we should make body exercise to relax our mind and body. And so, the Sufis, the Tao, and the teacher of Osho are teaching meditation. And this is the only right way. Meditation should relax, and that we learn to watch and to accept our feelings and thoughts. And if coming up our fears in the meditation, we watch them until they go. What is teaching the Zen? Watch your fears and don't be your fears. Or feel your fears and don't be your fears. And what is Zen Kaizen? Today the people want too much too fast. And Kaizen is starting everything with 1 minute per day and then more and more and more. Slowly and steady. So I have done it also. in baby steps until I could meditate 9 months. And I was adored from the president of the Hindus for my meditation. Meditation is for me very blissful. And it's the greatest thing that a human being had created. Only through meditation we can enjoy our life. Because we're getting the bliss and happiness from inside and don't depend so much on worldly pleasures anymore. And that makes our life so easy. Not so easy, but much easier. Instead to depend like a drug addicted guy on worldly pleasures. When we see our thoughts, the thoughts are created through our fears to 80%. If we feel our fears, 80% of our thoughts are gone. It's just the easy way. In the beginning, the meditation techniques are tricky because our ego is more tricky than we can understand. So the meditation techniques have to trick out our ego. And that can be so dangerous if we meditate too long in the beginning. And after some time, we can naturally connect to the divine. And that is real meditation, to connect with the divine, to connect with God. And this should be our goal, or the only goal. Meditation has normal case, always a focus and no specific goal. Even I say our goal should connect with the divine. This means our whole life we like to connect to God. But we don't want for our meditation that this meditation will bring us the connection to God, or that we meditate and now we have to connect to the divine. That is nonsense. We don't put us under pressure. We watch and let happen. There are so many great techniques, and I've tried it out from all religion. And for me it's easy, okay. But after some time you find your techniques, what will help you to connect to the divine. Naturally, without setting yourself under pressure to get calmness in your mind. Don't nonsense. It should come naturally without pressure. Because it can come only naturally to you. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you. And enjoy your life.